Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. There has been a dreadful incident at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Scientists are leading the way on pesticides from a Norwich lab, and a son's legacy will live on with the donation of a life-saving machine finally being used.
Investigations have been launched at the NNN after a man fell from one of the hospital balconies and landed on an unsuspecting woman walking into the building. Bosses at the hospital said they would take prompt action if any safety issues are raised during both the internal and police probe into the incident that happened in the East Atrium unit. It's believed that the man was a patient at the NNN when he fell roughly 30 feet from the internal third floor balcony. He landed on a woman who entered the unit using the first floor entrance. The man and woman are still receiving treatment for their injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Stairs to one level of the East Atrium building were closed off, as well as all its lifts, which have now been reopened. The East Atrium is a four-storey building that is home to the WRVS shop.
A well-known city centre pub has bounced back from a dismal hygiene rating after investing thousands overhauling the venue. The Louis Marchese in Tombland received roughly £7,000 to bring everything up to scratch after receiving a two-star hygiene rating in June last year. Landlady of the pub, Lisa Atkins, got rid of the original chef and staff after being told improvement was necessary after the inspection by the Norwich City Council. However, following a re-inspection, the pub is back on top with a coveted five-star rating.
An Italian scientist who has made Norwich her home is leading the transition from pesticide-dependent agriculture to protect crops without the use of conventional chemicals. Dr. Rosario Campilongo, chief executive of PFBIO, is creating microbial solutions for farmers to save their crops, stimulate plant health and optimise yields. Dr. Campilongo studied in Rome before moving to the UK to work as a postdoctoral scientist at the John Innes Centre, one of Norwich Research Park's four research institutes. Her work led to the creation of PFBIO in April 2022, and after successfully raising grant funding from Innovate UK and Anglia Innovation Partnership, the company is currently working on microbial-based solutions. This is to create sustainable plant protectants and biostimulants for berries, with other projects looking at potatoes, onions, lavender and hops. Our biosolutions can be used as an alternative to conventional chemicals, Dr. Campilongo said. We are developing these solutions in response to European policies that require farmers to reduce their use of synthetic chemicals by half by 2030.
A beer brewing and bread baking company has relocated to a popular beauty spot on the city outskirts after a sinkhole appeared on the doorstep of its former site. The Equal Brewery has opened in a shipping container at Whitlingham Country Park, following more than a year of uncertainty after the pit opened up and threatened to end the business. The small brewer's new location, which once housed old tools and a tractor, will be used to produce around 500 bottles of beer a month, which will then be sold in supermarkets around the county. Bill Russell, who founded the business, said, "I'm ecstatic that we have got to this point, having been a heartbeat away from closing for good. Now we can move forward and grow." Equal Brewery is a social enterprise that launched in 2017 and teaches adults with learning difficulties to bake bread and brew beer. This helps give them the skills to get into the world of work.
A mother has expressed delight that her life-saving machine, for which she raised £50,000 to buy for a hospital following the death of her son, is finally going to be used. The £50,000 Horace Mole mapping machine was donated to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital by Wendy Evans in June 2023 following fundraising efforts. Mrs. Evans donated the machine following the death of her son, Neil, who was 48, and from Galston in June 2021 after he had been diagnosed with melanoma, a type of skin cancer. He died in Sydney, Australia, where he had lived since 2004. For 15 months, the Horus device had sat idle in its box at the hospital, and the family had raised questions as to why it wasn't in use. But now the machine has been put into the skin cancer ward of the hospital.